Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this special session to order. If everybody could please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, could you please call? You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Before we move on to item B in our agenda, I'd like to recognize elected officials and dignitaries in the audience. First of all, we have the Recorder of Deeds, Mike Kozlikowski. Register of Wills, Ciro Papadi. Our Sheriff, Trinidad Navarro. We also have some elected officials from the state. I'd like to recognize Senator Margaret Rose Henry. Representative Mike Ramone. And is there anyone else out there that we should recognize? Oh, I did not see him. There he is. And also recognize from the city, Bill Montgomery, the mayor's chief of staff. Speak now or forever hold your applause. All right. I'd like to ask two members of council. We'll have Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Kilpatrick, if you could please go escort our county executive into our county chambers. Thank you very much. You may please be seated. County Executive Clerk, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good evening. 14 months ago, I unexpectedly thrust into the role of New Kessel County Executive. It was a time of great financial uncertainty for this county, with rising employee costs, declining revenues, and a realization unless fundamental changes were made and made quickly, we would not be long before the county would face a real threat of insolvency, service cuts, or steep increases in property taxes. Just over a year later, I'm happy to report that while many challenges remain, we have put the county on firm financial footing and cleared the path forward that will allow us to continue to give the residents of New Kessel County high-quality services and great value for their tax dollars. This achievement has been a collaborative effort. I want to thank you, the members of council, for your hard work, your spirit of cooperation, and deep commitment to the welfare of all county residents. I also want to thank the county employees for their dedication and sacrifice on the behalf of their fellow citizens. And I'd also like to thank my staff. This has truly been a team effort. As I prepare to present the county fiscal year 2013 budget in March, I want to give members of council and the public a brief look at the current state of the county and a preview of the county's future. I thank council tonight for allowing me a few minutes to speak tonight. First, here's a quick reminder of some of the many ways the 1,400 men and women who work in county government serve our residents 365 days a year. First and foremost, our public safety services. Even as we look for ways to tighten our belt, we are making critical investments in public safety. We provide 24-hour police protection. Last year, Our county police officers responded to more than 130,000 calls for service. We recently opened our latest police academy with 21 recruits, and we pursued and obtained federal funding for 6 additional officers. Our commitment to public safety is paying off. I'm pleased to tell you that reported crimes were down more than 8% last year. But even one crime is too many. So we remain committed to doing everything we can to protect the citizens in the coming year by putting as many officers on the street as possible. We provide 24-hour emergency medical services. Our paramedics, the only nationally accredited paramedic agency in the state, responded to 28,000 calls for service last year. When our paramedics respond to a cardiac arrest victim, the survival rate is triple the national average. As part of our commitment to investing in public safety, my administration has reduced the number of long-standing vacancies among paramedics by 40% last year. We provide 911 service for 24 hours a day. Our 911 center handled more than 500,000 calls last year. We provide emergency planning services. We invest considerable resources in planning and preparing for emergencies. Last year alone, we were tested with an earthquake, heavy snows, a tornado, and a hurricane, and we passed each test. And we support and coordinate the county's 21 volunteer fire companies who responded to 60,000 calls for service last year, and we thank them for their service. Altogether, 63 cents of every tax dollar is spent in public safety. Outside the public safety arena, we provide an abundance of services. They enhance the quality of life for our county citizens. They promote strong neighborhoods and economic development. For example, we operate 10 libraries and help fund 5 others. Today's libraries are more than a place to find a book. They serve as public meeting places and resource centers. They are vital to the community's quality of life. Last year, we had more than 2.5 million visits to our libraries. And these visitors spent 70,000 hours on our free public computers. For some, their only access to researching and applying for jobs. 2 library construction projects are worthy of note here. We are building the residents of Claymont a new and much larger library, and we are undertaking a major renovation of the Bear Library. By funding these projects, we are keeping our promises to those communities, and we are creating jobs. And we continue to plan for new libraries in the southern part of the county and along the Route 9 corridor. We maintain 250 parks throughout the county, covering nearly 6,000 acres. Our parks preserve open space. They serve as free outdoor fitness centers for all ages, adding to the quality of life for county residents. Through the Department of Land Use, we regulate new and existing development, enforce the laws governing property maintenance. Our mission in land use is to ensure public health, safety, and welfare through the fair and consistent application of county law. Our land use center, service center, handled more than 50,000 calls last year relating to property maintenance issues, permits, and customer service requests. Through the Department of Special Services, we provide and maintain safe and environmental friendly sewer system that meets the needs of 112,000 customers. The county maintains 170 pumping stations, more than 40,000 manholes, and 1,600 miles of sanitary sewer lines. We have invested $155 million in sewer upgrades in the past 5 years, and we expect to spend another $165 million in the next 5 years to keep our water clean, our environment safe, add sewer capacity for future growth, allowing for business expansion and potential job creation. Through the Department of Community Services, we provide a broad range of housing services that are designed to keep residents in their homes and to make homes more livable both for seniors and for people on fixed incomes. Over the past year, we provided housing for 5,000 people by responsibly administering the federal-funded Section 8 vouchers. We helped nearly 300 residents rehabilitate or repair their homes. We bought and resold more than 25 foreclosed homes to qualified home buyers. And we helped other home buyers with down payment and settlement assistance. These programs are a key ingredient in our efforts to stabilize neighborhoods and preserve property values. And finally, we run activity centers, camps, senior activities, and sports and recreation programs that benefited more than 25,000 county residents last year. These services are often taken for granted, precisely because they work so well, and because they are always there when you need them. Most people simply do not realize that a responding paramedic is a county employee, or the person taking the 911 call is a county employee, or even the police officer coming to their aid is a county employee, or that the parks and libraries we visit for free are operated and maintained by Newcastle County. These services are a critical part of the county's mission to provide excellent customer service, to be a good caretaker of the people's money, and to keep the county an attractive place to live and work. This last year, the most daunting task we faced was how to control costs and balance the budget without cutting services, raising taxes, or drawing on our reserves. In this economy, we believed then, and we believe now, the public would be best served if we could find a way to conserve the reserve as a defense if the economy was slow to recover. In other words, we had to find a way to live within our means while giving county residents the service and value for their tax dollars that they expect and deserve. Anyone can cut a budget, but to do it without sacrificing services, that was the balancing act we had to perform. When I took office, we recognized the county had a serious structural deficit. Simply stated, we were spending more than we were bringing in. As with most households and businesses, our health care, energy, and maintenance costs were outpacing revenue increases. We faced a $7 million deficit for fiscal year 2011 and a projected deficit for fiscal year 2012 of $10 million. By fiscal year 2015, the county reserves would have been wiped out, and we would be looking at a cumulative budget deficit of $70 million. That's the state of the county we could not allow to happen. With a sense of urgency providing the energy, we went to work. Keeping customer service a priority, we conducted an exacting audit of each area of operation. We looked for efficiencies and cost savings. We looked at county staffing levels. I do not believe and across-the-board hiring freezes. If you need a paramedic, you need a paramedic. You need to hire one. If you need a mechanic, you hire a mechanic. Efficiencies require proper staffing. We did implement a rule requiring cost-benefit justification when we filled a position. We sought out opportunities to privatize operations. We sought and obtained cost savings through active negotiation in the purchasing system. In short, we actively managed the business of government and looked for better ways to do things. The challenges we had to overcome in fiscal year 2011 and fiscal year 2012 to balance the budget and to change the direction of county government were many and varied. The county's revenue streams were tied almost exclusively to real estate property values, real estate improvements, and real estate sales. Real estate development and sales activity remained soft and tracked far below historic norms. As an example, the transfer tax revenues have fallen from a high of $40 million in fiscal year 2006 to just $16 million in fiscal year 2011, and they are projected to come in about the same number in fiscal year 2012, a loss of $24 million a year. The financial conditions affecting state and federal governments had led them to reconsider, realign, and reduce their historic funding and service arrangements with local governments. Such actions over the past years have cost the county more than $7.5 million annually. The extent of the federal government's financial problems is well known. One only has to look at the headlines to see the impact the economy has had on governments in our region, across the U.S., and around the world. In fiscal year 2011, Newcastle County received more than $27 million in federal funding and grants. Today, because of the magnitude of the federal budget deficit, we are threatened with loss of some or all of those funds. If those funds go away, we would have to absorb the cost of 40 federally funded positions. That's why we need to conserve the reserve. Despite those constraints, the difficult economy, I'm happy to tell you that our efforts to cut costs and maintain services have proven successful. Through hard work, some good fortune, and good management, we erased the $7 million deficit for fiscal year 2011. And we did it without layoffs and without service cuts. In fiscal year 2012, we submitted, and you approved, a budget that provided for no tax increase and no drawdown on county reserve fund. This was the first county budget proposed in 10 years that was balanced without a tax increase or transfer of funds from the reserve account. And it was done without layoffs and without service cuts. As further evidence to our financial discipline, the fiscal year 2012 budget was actually smaller than the one submitted the previous year. As you know, year-over-year increases in governmental budgets are the norm. A decrease in the size of the county budget, or any governmental budget for that matter, is an extremely rare occasion and accomplishment. Our strong fiscal management has been recognized by the municipal bond rating agencies. While the federal government and other municipalities are having their bond ratings downgraded or placed on a watch list, we continue to maintain a AAA rating, the highest rating possible. This keeps New Castle County in a select group, the top 1% of all counties in the nation, with a AAA rating from all three national rating agencies. These ratings allow the county to borrow money for capital improvements at the lowest possible rates. Those savings help keep taxes down. Earlier I shared with you with some impressive numbers concerning the level of service we provide in New Castle County. Here's another impressive number. I'm pleased to announce that last year we were able to provide these services for less than $42 a month for the average household. That's just $1.37 a day. No matter how you calculate it, county government is a great value. As I said in my budget address last spring, to continue to provide New Castle County residents and businesses with good value and quality service for their tax dollars, and to keep the county financially healthy for years to come, we needed fundamental changes. With that as a motivator, my administration set forth a plan based on three principles. First, to stabilize our financial health while keeping taxes low. Second, to preserve core services, maintain high quality of life for our residents with an emphasis on public safety. And third, to help our citizens find steady and meaningful jobs. Here are a few of the steps we have taken. I'm pleased to report several money-saving accomplishments as well as an economic development and job-creating initiatives. We took advantage of federal government tax-exempt bond program that reduced our borrowing costs by 1.5%, saving the county an estimated $10 million over the life of those bonds and helping us finance projects in libraries, energy efficiency, and sewer rehab. We entered into a partnership with a nonprofit organization to operate the county's riding programs at Carousel Park. That agreement will save the county more than $350,000 a year while preserving the riding center's community programs, including therapeutic riding lessons for children and veterans with disabilities. We enacted employee pension reform legislation that we estimate will save the county more than $2 million over the next decade and $15 million over 25 years. My administration successfully negotiated contracts with six county unions. We appreciate the professionalism that governed the negotiations and the cooperation we received from the unions in forging new collective bargaining agreements. The county unions understood the reality of the current economic environment. They understood the pain, the uncertainty, and dislocation being experienced by many of our county residents. In the end, they agreed to give back a percentage of their compensation to the county. Those concessions will save the county $1.4 million for each year for the next 2 years. I'm grateful for those employees and their leadership, for recognizing the financial challenges we face, and for agreeing to work with us to address them. We are still working through a contract with the last bargaining group, the Fraternal Order of Police. In a small but significant change, we modified our bad weather emergency closing policies for county employees. Snow closings were costing us $250,000 a day and lost productivity. We instituted a policy that keeps our buildings open and our employees serving the citizens of the county while eliminating unnecessary overtime due to bad weather and giving employees the option of taking leave if they feel they cannot make it safely into work. We also took several steps to save taxpayer dollars by controlling costs in county facilities. We embarked on a smart energy program to make our facilities more energy efficient. We are using $3.8 million federal grant and $4 million in county-issued bonds to retrofit and install energy conservation measures in county buildings. These include upgrades in lighting, heating, cooling systems, water conservation, and solar panels installed at the Government Center and Hokesson Library. This program, which uses local products and local labor, is expected to create or sustain green energy jobs and save $430,000 a year in annual utility costs. And I'm happy to report we have just secured lower energy rates that will save the county $200,000 the next 3 years starting in June, and that's based on today's energy costs, which I believe will go up. When I came into office, we soon learned that we had a large fleet of county vehicles that were not receiving timely maintenance. Our police and paramedic vehicles were idle for as long as a month waiting for repairs. We filled some positions and reorganized operations to give our employees the resources and manpower to do what was needed. That turnaround time today for regular repairs is 1 day. With fewer cars being idle for lengthy periods, fewer cars are needed, and we're able to downsize our fleet and save money. We have moved to a more profitable and efficient way to dispose of surplus county property, including county vehicles. We now operate and participate in gov deals, an eBay-type internet auctions house that specializes in sale of surplus government property. In the first 12 months of my administration, the county has netted $341,000 in sale of surplus property, an increase of more than 200% from the previous year. One of our goals was to become a more active player in economic development. In this economy, we must do everything we can to help create job opportunities. We made several advances in this area in the past year. We are promoting a positive, business-friendly environment in which Newcastle County is not only open for business, but we conduct business with an attitude that says, how can we help you? We're investing in infrastructure like sewers, libraries, and parks, taking advantage of low interest rates and low bids to spend money on necessary projects that put our residents to work. We are using $1.6 million in federal funds to issue bonds to businesses that undertake renewable energy for energy conservation projects in designated areas of the county. We did our part, all of us, with Governor Markell to help PBF Refinery in Delaware City and Fisker Automotive to bring them to Delaware City and Fisker Automotive to Delaware by granting property tax abatements. 600 jobs have been created in PBF and even more promised. And Fisker brings the prospect of returning jobs in the auto industry. So members of council, after a year of working with you to make fundamental change in how this county does business, where are we today? Well, I'm pleased to report to you tonight that Newcastle County stands on solid ground. Our future is much brighter as we project our budget into fiscal year 2015. Instead of flirting with insolvency and $70 million cumulative budget deficit in 3 years, if we continued our hard work, we will be solvent in fiscal year 2015, allowing Newcastle County to continue giving quality service and buying needed time for the economy to recover. That represents a turnaround of nearly $43 million. We have positioned Newcastle County to be an island of stability in the rough waters of today's economy. A place where citizens feel safe and secure. A place where businesses feel welcome. A place where services meet residents' needs, and places where taxes are low. Together, we have put our financial house in order, we have invested in core services, and helped foster a climate where job opportunities can grow. But as we are all aware, this is a dynamic government, and there's still much to do. Now, I'd like to share with you some of the suggestions my administration proposes as we work, as we move forward together. As we begin the new year, we are full of energy and optimism. Let me cite a few initiatives we are working on to serve the needs of county residents. First on the list, jobs. Building on success in economic development and job creation, we will continue to aggressively pursue federal money to funnel into job creation and other quality of life initiatives in the county. We do not have the many revenue sources of the state or the federal government. But what we can do, and what we will continue to do, is to make Newcastle County a place to attract, create, and retain jobs. In a few weeks, I will introduce a job stimulus program that will make the county even more proactive in local economic development. Among its highlights will be a strategic policy for economic development, a reallocation of a staff position to create a position of small business advocate, an economic development program targeted to communities with high unemployment and low income, an expansion of our Buy From Your Neighbor program to further promote local goods and services, and a more efficient development review process. In addition to the jobs program, there are some other efforts we look forward to working on with council in the coming months. First, upon completion of an inclusive year-long process of public discussion and review, the 2012 Comprehensive Development Plan update will soon be before council for consideration. We look forward to working with you to implement that plan. Second, among the unsung heroes of Newcastle County are the leaders of the county's more than 800 maintenance corporations and civic associations. In November, we launched our Homeowner Association Helpline to give those leaders easy access to answers on everything from stormwater management to annual dues, to grass cutting schedules for open space. Using existing staff, our goal is to help those civic groups address questions and concerns quickly and efficiently. Next week, we will hold the first of a series of public information sessions on topics important to homeowners associations. Third, I plan to hit the road a couple of times next year to have a conversation with the people of Newcastle County to explain where to explain what we're doing and hear what's on their minds. Fourth, to do our part to help fight obesity and promote health and fitness among our residents, we're launching Live Healthy Newcastle County, which among other things will promote free fitness resources in our county parks, including our new Once Upon a Trail program for kids. And we will continue our partnerships with Delaware Greenways and the Moores Foundation on health and wellness efforts. We also look forward to making Newcastle County an official partner in the national Let's Move program that promotes healthy lifestyles among children. Fifth, to help our older residents, we are producing a comprehensive guide of county senior services in appropriate print and online. Sixth, we are undertaking a major study of our county fleet, the emphasis of operating and maintaining more efficient and safer vehicles. Seventh, we will bring several innovative solutions forward to our goal of putting more police officers on the street. Finally, as we continue to work on fiscal 2013 budget, I am hopeful that with your help, Council, we can give the citizens of Newcastle County another year with no reductions in service and no tax increase. In conclusion, we have made some tough decisions in the past year, but I believe they have set us on a positive and secure path and have allowed us to envision a future with confidence and hope. I am grateful for the opportunity to serve the people of this county. I look forward to working with you to keep Newcastle County a safe, stable, and attractive place for all residents in the years to come. Thank you, and good night.
All right. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We will resume in 10 minutes.
Oh. We're leaving. You say adjourn.
We are for that session.
Let's go.
I have to tell you, I love your Republican debates about private... The word you always use, property rights. Government should not be in here. And now you just look at these guys. But when it comes to this, it all goes all out the window in Delaware. It goes all out the window.
I'm bringing the super down. I brought forth again this last year. I'm sure the budget wrap.
Over the next 4 years.